Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates. We'll be talking about what's going on God's calendar this time of the year. So right now, as I'm recording this, we are in October of 2021. As we transition here in the fall season, into the fall season, things are starting to cool down. God's yearly cycle has come to a close, and we started back fresh on a new yearly cycle just a few weeks ago. And this is a time of year where God often begins to do some transfers and some transitions. He begins to reposition some things, to transfer some things, and to transition us to the next level. What I want you to remember is that time and space are connected. They're one thing, they're space-time. So as we move forward another year in time, that means our positioning needs to also be updated, needs to be changed as well. So every year, God wants to move us to the next level. And that takes some repositioning to bring out the best in us. As time moves forward, we got to keep repositioning ourselves to step into what God has for us in our lives. So this is a time of year where God often begins to open some doors that maybe seem like they've been shut. You couldn't open them for a while. And maybe it just wasn't the right time. God has a perfect timing for everything. He often opens up what I call these beautiful solutions in our life. These are solutions that we couldn't make happen on our own, number one. Number two, they're solutions that begin to set us free. And they create ripple effects or side effects for good across every area of life. A lot of times, the doors that we try to open on our own, the solutions that we come up with in our own mind and in our own strength and in our own effort, a lot of times those solutions have side effects. They bind us up. They cause ripple effects where it steals your freedom in other areas. It has negative effects, has side effects in other areas of life. But when God begins to open these doors and these beautiful solutions begin to unfold in our lives, they truly set us free. But here's a couple things that I've learned about these open doors, about transitions in our lives. Number one, it's going to take some faith and some courage to go through these doors usually. God opens the doors. And I think if you keep yourself positioned in gratitude and praise, as we talk about on our daily communion meditations, keeping yourself positioned in the light, keep magnifying the light, keep doing the things that you know what to do, and keep staying tuned into his voice. He's going to begin to lead you to these open doors that begin to open at the perfect time. That's another part of these beautiful solutions, is the timing is always perfect. He's going to begin to lead you, and you have to go through them by faith. Because everything God does in our life, everything that we receive from him has to be received by faith. It's his grace that makes it happen, that makes it available, that opens these doors, that was paid for through what Jesus did, that makes all this possible. But we have to go through by faith, because often it looks impossible. As God begins to move us to the next level, he's usually calling us to something that looks impossible for us to do on our own. But as we go through those doors, trusting in him by faith, thanking him and praising him, keeping our eyes fixed on him, because nothing's impossible for him. We keep our eyes fixed on that. We can go through these doors because whatever is on the other side of those doors is going to require some work. Usually on the other side of those doors is some work, but that work needs to be done in a different way. As these doors open and we begin to go through these doors and we transition into what God has next for us in our lives, one of the things I believe that's required is a higher level of work, but it's a different kind of work than we typically think of. It's God being able to do more work through you. It's you learning how to rest and God to do a higher level of work through you. So when he begins to open these doors, we got to stay positioned in praise and thanksgiving, and we got to begin to go through those doors, trusting in him to supply the grace and the equipping and the anointing to do the work that's on the other side. There's always going to be some work typically on the other side. But to do it trusting in him, relying on him to do the work through you. Jesus says, it's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me that does the work. Now, something else to keep in mind about open doors. That open door is going to bring out the best in you. It's going to bring out a higher level of your partnership with God, where you're relying and trusting on him more. But sometimes doors open and you're not meant to go through. That's where you got to pay attention to the peace on the inside. If you're truly in faith, you're truly positioned in the light, you're truly following his leading, you'll have that peace on the inside, that peace that surpasses all understanding, that peace that guards your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. You'll have that peace as you're going through the door, as you're making that decision. And if you don't have that peace, then that's possibly a signal for you. Wait a minute, I need to hold on a sec. I need to get more clarity on this from God. I find there's an interesting example. I talk about it in my book, The Miracle Year. I believe it was in the book of Acts. The Apostle Paul says, a great or effective door was opened to me, I think in the city of Troas. But Paul says he didn't go through. He says, God opened this door for me, but it didn't go through because I didn't have peace because Titus wasn't with me. So we see here this lesson from Paul. God opened a door, but he didn't go through because he didn't have peace. Because some doors in our life, there's some other people that are meant to go through with us. And God doesn't want us leaving them behind. Then it goes on to say later that God opened another door that Paul could go through there. And I can't remember if Titus goes through that one with him. But some doors are meant to be having some partners go through with you. For some doors that God opened is meant for partners to go through with you. And if they're not willing to go, then God has to open up another door that fits the situation. So it might be that God opens a door in your life and you have the faith to go through and step into what's on the other side, but the people around you do not. If you don't have that peace, then you got to stay tuned in for his leading, because he may have to open another door, and nothing's impossible with God. Sometimes the plan has to change a little bit. And God's got contingency after contingency ready to go, just in case things don't go exactly as we thought they should, or people don't follow the plan exactly as God wanted them to. He's got some things he wants to accomplish. And nothing's impossible with him. So what I want to encourage you with is during this season of the year, this is a reminder for us. This can happen other times of the year. But in my experience, it often happens during this season of the year in October, November, December. During that time, there's a lot of shifting, transferring, repositioning happening during the end of the year that happens. So my encouragement for you would be is if these doors begin to open, things start to get repositioned, things start to shift around. Stay in faith, stay at peace, stay at rest, keep trusting and relying on God. Because why? Because he's probably the one shifting the pieces around. He's doing it for your good. Sometimes the change seems scary and overwhelming, but his goal is to bring out the best in you, to go deeper in your relationship with him. As you step into that higher level where God's doing more work through you, he's doing the work through you. What does that help you do? It helps you to know him better, to know his heart more and more, to truly experience that partnership and covenant with him. So we're going to take communion over this today. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you, for these doors that you open in our life, for these opportunities that you give us in our lives that only you can make happen. And you know the perfect door to open at the perfect time. And you've given us your peace on the inside to guide our decision-making and to lead us down this path. And if that's not the right door for us, Lord, we're just asking for your guidance to show us which door you want us to go through. And not only that, who is supposed to go through with us? We're so thankful for your great love for us, that you are willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? We thank you for your faithfulness to fulfill your promises and to lead us and to guide us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. And nothing's impossible for you. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive this. Receive that he makes you right with God and holy and perfect in his sight through his one sacrifice. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. We have access to his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, his direction and leading in our lives. That's truly an amazing gift of grace. All because of what Jesus did. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, that makes this all possible. That we can have this covenant relationship with God. Just know him better, know his heart, know his goodness, his character of who he is. Father, we're just so thankful for this cup. That the cup of your wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that we can have the cup of your blessing. Thank you, Lord. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. Stay tuned into his leading. Keep following his leading and direction. Keep checking on the inside, following that peace that you have on the inside. He's going to begin to lead you to these open doors, show you which ones to go through. He might close some old doors behind you. What he opens, no one can shut. What he closes, nobody can open. And he is faithful to lead us along this path. We'll just stay tuned into him. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.